producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
I've been lately interested in the career of Michelle Dockery. Do you know who she is? Jennifer Horn is here. Rich McFadden is here. And you are here. Do you know who Michelle Dockery is?
You know what? I've heard the name lately, but I can't put my finger on who it is now.
Mm-hmm. All right. Rich, you know who Michelle Dockery is?
I do not.
You don't know who Michelle Dockery is. Michelle Dockery plays the daughter on Downton Abbey, Mary. She is the feisty one. She's quite an intriguing character on that show. But in real life, she's quite an intriguing character as well.
Somebody just died. Right in her life, or
her boyfriend just died. Father John Deneen. He was 34 years old, and one wonders. You know, you think about the reason I bring it up. I have two reasons to bring it up. Number one, because she is a rising star on the scene. She has her own band. She got a new TV show on NBC, I think it is, or one of our TNT. Downton Abbey is over. A lot of people have looked at this past 6 years as one of the most fantastic television events. I agree with that. I think Downton Abbey was fabulous. Still has one more season to go, but the cast and the people, I mean, it's just a wonderful story, and you loved all, like you loved or loved to hate all of, there's not one character in that show that you didn't have an opinion about, at least in my experience. And I've never actually seen the show on TV. I see it on the airplane.
I've never seen it. Yeah.
You should see it, Richie. Your wife would love it. Love it. Women have loved it. So anyway, the second reason that I bring this up is because of our fascination with age and thinking about every day. Richie teases me because I say, "Well, today is, and tomorrow is, and tomorrow is."
You're counting down the days to your.
But I'm not really doing that. I'm bringing to people you. That's the way you take it, but the way it's really meant is to give people an idea of the value of their time, the value of your time. How do you spend your days? How do you spend your hours? How do you spend your minutes? Do you feel like what you're doing with your life is wonderful, positive, helpful? Is it doing something for anybody other than you? And I think that's an important key. How are you enjoying the life that you lead? I feel very fortunate. I've had the life pretty much that I wanted. Few exceptions, but for the most part, I have lived as I wanted to and as I continue to want to. There are frustrations. There are things that there's never enough of this, that, or the other thing. But when I look at the overall scheme of things and see what I have done and what I'm doing and the people that I'm around, I'm a very thankful person. And gratitude is a great way for you to live your life. Every day if I don't say it, Richie, when I'm talking and teasing you about what day it is, I'm thankful for another opportunity to talk with you, to be on the air, to help people, to understand myself. This is great therapy, by the way. And I suggest everybody have their own radio show because it's really, it's great.
It is very therapeutic.
It's terrific therapy. If you can, you know, sort of make it work one way or another. One of the things that people do way too much of in life is worry. And worrying, according to a lot of studies that you can see at this time of year, people worry about, am I going to have enough presents? Are we going to be able to get enough money to do what we want to do? And instead of it being the wonderful, peaceful time when you share all of the great things in your life, people worry. And if you are a worrier, you should be aware of what it does to you. Because if you're a worrier at work, if you're a worrier at home, no matter where you are, even the smallest things, again, I make reference to gift giving, family gatherings, the things that bug you, when you do the math and you think about those people who are worriers, if you look at the stats, a person who says that he or she is a quote-unquote average worrier, you will lose 5 years off your life. The things that you could spend doing other things. And I will tell you, in my life, I've had times when I woke up early this morning. Meredith says, why are you up so early? Oh, because I got a lot of things on my mind. I slept maybe 5 hours last night. I was up. I was ready to go about 4 o'clock. And because I was awake actually at 3, and I was thinking about the things I got to do because we're going to leave here on Friday. I got to put all this together, that together, finish things on the farm, do a lot of things that are necessary. And But you know what? Me thinking about them doesn't get them done. And I'm the first person to tell you that. And so most of the time, I figure that through meditation or through some other device, I can put off whatever it is that's on my mind. I didn't this morning because I really kind of wanted to get to the bottom line, if you will. And then once I once I figured out that I will be able to get all this stuff done, I stopped thinking about it. But the stress that contains people or sometimes controls people is really, and you've heard this 100 times, just be aware of it at this time of year especially. Maybe a strategy to help you feel more in control. Think things through, write things down, talk things over, don't keep it all to yourself, that sort of thing. My daughter is a worrier, and I try to get her out of that as well, because it doesn't fix anything. It doesn't. It really doesn't. It is something that you will step back into from time to time, but just sort of take a deep breath and let it out. And look at how much better you'll feel if you just take in deep breaths. Very good. 13 past the hour on Good Day.
I'm in almost every school bus in classroom. You see me around the neighborhood and you tell me that I'm a pretty good kid. Well, I'm one out of every 5 children in America, and I'm struggling with hunger.
Please visit feedingamerica.org today and find your local food bank for ways to help.
Every dollar you donate helps provide 8 meals for kids like me. We are Feeding America, brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You have questions, we have answers. This is Doing What Works with host Maureen Anderson.
Do you want to look back on your life and realize you barely looked up from your phone? Coach Marshall Goldsmith.
It's very easy to get trapped into this sort of media addiction where we are constantly barraged by triggers that take us away from where we want to go. We all have something called the monkey mind. It's like a monkey swinging through the jungle from vine to vine. The internet, it's amphetamines for the monkey mind. You go online, you're going to look up something that's going to take maybe 5 minutes. 3 hours later, you're still online, and you have no idea why you started in the first place.
Do you have a bad habit you'd like to break? Is there someone at work or in your personal life who's causing you grief? Doing What Works offers help for these and many other life issues every day here on the radio. We have more of Doing What Works online at MaureenAnderson.com.
Hey, can I get a sip of that?
Parents, even if your child was vaccinated against meningococcal meningitis, he or she may not be protected against meningitis B. It's an uncommon disease that can lead to death within 24 hours and can be spread by your child's typical sharing behavior. Talk to a doctor today about vaccinating with Trumenba, meningococcal group B vaccine, and learn more at protectagainstb.com.
Cool, thanks. See ya.
Trumenba is a vaccine for 10 through 25-year-olds for immunization to help prevent group B meningococcal disease. Trumenba should not be given if you had a severe allergic reaction after a previous dose. Most common side effects were injection site pain, fatigue, headache, muscle pain, and chills. Group B vaccine should not be interchanged within a series. Tell your doctor if you're pregnant. Ask your doctor about all risks and benefits of Trumenba. The FDA-approved product labeling can be found at protectagainstb.com. See our ad in Eating Well magazine.
For fast, powerful, and portable ratcheting without a power cord or air hose, pick up the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt Max Access Auto Ratchet. The ratchet head delivers up to 420 inch-pounds of torque at 225 RPMs, enough power to turn just about any stubborn fastener quickly. The pass-through design eliminates the need for deep sockets and lets you tighten and loosen long bolts fast, even in tighter workspaces. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Store.
So, Dolly Parton and her movie. You know, the other night, you heard me talking perhaps about seeing Kenny Rogers, and the first thing that came into everybody's mind is whether or not Dolly Parton would be there, because he's so identified with her. And then he went through a whole litany of other people that he'd done duets with. I don't remember any of them, except for the Dolly Parton duet, because she is so memorable.
Yep.
Isn't it? And it isn't just the way she looks.
No, she's sparkly.
Yeah.
So this movie, Coat of Many Colors.
It was so good.
13 million viewers. You know how hard that is to do on television anymore?
It was so good.
It was. Why did you think it was so good?
It's just a heartwarming, honest story. It tells the story of her family when she was about 8 years old,
mm-hmm.
when her mother had a stillborn birth, and they lost the baby and had to bury the baby, and just what it did to their family, and how it almost tore their family apart,
yeah.
and how they got back together. And the little girl that played Dolly Parton at 8 years old, and it doesn't go any further than her life, it's just that 1 year.
Darling.
And it's based on the song, Coat of Many Colors, where she kind of tells the story of that part of her life in the song. And the little girl that played her is phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she had that southern accent, and she just had tons of personality like Dolly does, and it was just really a good movie.
Alright, so 10 points.
No explosions, gratuitous sex,
or a swell prize if you can name Dolly Parton's husband's first name.
Oh, I know this one.
Does she have kids?
No.
She didn't have any children.
Oh, what is his name?
Carl.
Carl.
Oh, good for you.
How good is that?
That's very good.
I didn't
good.
Even Google. That
I'm
was just all brain.
With you. Wow, mm-hmm. Zowie.
Thanks.
All right, so that's Dolly Parton in the news. Mark Wahlberg and his brother Donnie and their mother started a little burger joint.
Burger.
In Massachusetts, outside of Boston, South Shore. They had one. And then
Wahlberg.
They had burger. Two. That's what's called Wahlburgers. You're right. Did you know that? Or you?
I didn't.
Yeah, Wahlburgers. And then there's three. And there were four, and now there are five. But according to the story that we have at DougStefan.com, they have gotten financing to start a massive expansion. There's one of them up in Toronto that's doing so well. This is, and again, Wahlburgers, W-A-H-L Burgers. They're going to open in Manhattan. They've got a location in Times Square. Can you imagine what kind of real estate that is? And over the next 5 years, they're going to open 150 more locations. So this is a better burger chain. How many of these can be supported? I'm thinking of, is it the Brothers? What do they call that place? Five Brothers?
Five Guys.
Five guys.
Yeah.
Have you ever been in there?
Yeah, oh yeah. Good burger.
I've never been.
Is it they have
good?
A, well, I don't think they have on the West Coast. I don't know.
Smash Burger.
I would go to them, and as a matter of fact, I have been to them because they have a good veggie burger, and you can get mushrooms and stuff on them. But they have a good. I've only been in the Wahlburgers once, and it was quite impressive. The mother was there. She's often at the original one, and they apparently love her so much they gave the basically gave the business to her. But Donnie and Mark are the ones who have worked on the branding. People say, why are these guys doing it? You know, they're actors, they're singers, what are they doing with a burger?
Everybody's drink? Career ends at some point.
Well, it's not only that, but yeah. I think there are people, their egos, they want to do something with their name, and this is a great play on their name. And so, and I think if you have a quality product, you get people in the door once.
Yep.
Once and you get them in the door based on your name. If you serve them junk, they're not coming back. If it's good, they'll be going back. And that's why they have done well with these five, because they serve a very good product. I think it's popularly priced. It's not like...
Yeah. Good quality burgers with good prices are the thing right now.
Apparently.
The same thing.
Yeah, these guys are going to go wild with that. 21 half the hour on Good Day.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Star of the day here on Good Day.
So many.
This is Brian Hudson. Starting out, it's not a Christmas song, but a recent top 10 hit from this gentleman. A song that played on the AC charts, adult contemporary charts, on radio for 10 weeks this past summer. Good for him. Brian, welcome to Good Day.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, nice to have somebody who's got a nice career going. You started when you were 12. How old are you now?
I'm 27.
27. What were your expectations? This is kind of maybe a silly question, but when you were 12, who did you want to be like? Frank Sinatra? Who was your idol if you had one?
I was going to say, when I was 12, I just started listening to Frank Sinatra, and he got me into this whole genre of music, so he was definitely my idol at that age, and he still is today.
How would you describe this genre?
I would say, me specifically, I would label it jazz pop. So it's, you know, the pop music with a jazz crooning influence to it. Mm-hmm.
So almost
similar
like to
Michael Bublé.
Some people have referred to it as saloon singing. Do you agree with that?
I think that works as well.
Yeah.
Tony
Bennett was always described as sort of a saloon crooner. And the people there aren't, well, you said Bublé. Are there really original good people around now? And I guess I wouldn't want to include you in this. If we keep copying what's been done before, how does that move us ahead? Or is it that we may be going back a little bit in response or reaction to the current music that's not very good?
Yeah. Well, I would definitely say the latter. I don't know if I'd go as strong as saying that music today isn't very good, but I feel like there's
definitely... Okay, you don't have to say that. I'll say it. I'll take full credit for it.
No.
Music today, in many circumstances, is not very good.
Music you're fed today through the main channels is not very good. Music today is phenomenal.
I don't want to go dig for it. I want to be able to get it easily.
Right.
And the music companies are keeping me from having
that, but
what I want.
That's the difference.
So how is it that you're surviving? How do you distribute? What's different about your business model, Brian, than the average bear?
I would say what sets me apart personally is actually I'm balancing right now a job on Wall Street as well as my music. So
oh, really?
I, Yeah, and that's actually how I was, I guess you could call it, discovered by my producer, Joe Boltis, who I'm working with now. I was actually at my holiday party a year ago, and on a whim I decided to get up and sing in front of my firm, and Joe happened to be there and approached me after. So I would say right there, that definitely sets me apart. It's nice to have the balance between the two. But in terms of my music, I would say that, I'm classically trained, so I bring, the vocal.
Where'd you go to school? Did you go to music school?
No, I didn't, actually. I went to Fordham University in New York. Vocal lessons. I took vocal lessons just completely for myself, nothing to do. I was an economics and finance major. I always wanted to learn opera. It was just a personal thing I always wanted. I did that.
All right, Brian's music is at Brian Hutz on Music, or Hudson, if you like that. Brian Hutson. I'm just giving you two ways because that may be an easy way for you to remember it. Brian Hutz on Music, or Brian Hutz. Hudsonmusic.com. You can download his pop songs, or he's got a single for Christmas this year, his version of Blue Christmas. So let's listen to that for a moment or two, coming up on the charts. It's a good Christmas for you, Brian. I can feel it. My bones are going to do fine. Keep up the good work. Nice to have you here.
Great. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. Take good care. I was looking at Kenny's list of the top 10 songs from his Sound of Christmas website. Go to Sound of Christmas. And you'll hear a lot of new, unusual songs like this, and new artists that are trying to make it into the Christmas world that people want to listen to, in addition to all of the same 35 songs that play over and over again on the radio, Kenny. So check out soundsofchristmas.com. 29 after on Good Day. It's simple mathematics. If you have more hair on your brush or your comb or down the sink, that means there's not as much hair on your head, right? Ladies and gentlemen, your hair doesn't need to keep falling out. You need to replace the hair, and you'll do it naturally with Provia if you take my advice. Call 800-525-8319 to get your hair back or your money back. This is an all-natural product, clinical-grade botanical extracts that work to cleanse your hair. Cleanse your scalp. Cleanse everything in that area where the hair needs to be growing. Clean up your act. Clean up your hair. Get your hair back again. It doesn't make a difference whether you got colored hair or treated hair. Provia works. 800-525-8319. So do yourself a favor. Get on with it right now. Get started. Order Provia, and you'll get a second bottle free when you mention Doug Steffen at 800-525-8319. That's Provia, 800-525-8319.
Hi, Shell Experts here with a suggestion for anyone with a vehicle that can benefit from using premium fuel.
Yeah, make nitrogen-enriched Shell V-Power premium gasoline standard equipment on your vehicle.
It's the most advanced fuel ever, providing maximum protection for optimum performance.
It cleans up gunk faster than our regular grades because it has 5 times the cleaning agents required by government standards.
Then it acts as a barrier that shields and protects intake valves and fuel injectors against gunk.
Oh yeah, you wouldn't make high-performance optional on your vehicle, so demand more from your fuel. Get the most out of every drop with Shell V-Power.
You appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, 3 of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. So go to harrys.com right now and enter code 7799 at checkout. Code 7799.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference in a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
Paid attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Something that when I look at it, it puts me in a bad mood, and maybe I shouldn't be in a bad mood. There's a good mood and a bad mood story that I'm where my head is at the moment. First one,
good mood.
The good one. Saudi voters elected 20 women candidates for the first time. Local government positions marks the first time in the history of the country that women.
But they can't drive themselves to parliament.
Right. You guys are all. You're driving me. All of you drive me nuts today. Can I? And Jennifer said the same thing. I was interrupting her. It's like we got the interruption bug today. Whatever the hell it is. But calm down, will you? For a minute, let me finish one thing before we go on to something else.
Bah, bah, bah.
Anyway, yeah.
It is a funny point, though.
Did you say something?
You have the most uncanny ability to irritate the you-know-what out of me. You really do.
Yet
I know
you're
like
here.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Why is that?
I wonder why that is. Okay, so anyway, women can hold elective positions that don't mean anything, and they could vote, at least. I don't know that we've seen anything, Kenny, in the stats that would suggest that there was a significant difference or change in the way the elections resulted, because the royal family controls the elections anyway. They just had to give in to the women because of the pressure that's coming from all of the other areas that they, the surrounding countries where there's so much unrest. They don't want the unrest there, so okay, let's give everybody, you know, a little, let's throw a can of fish out into the water and calm everybody down. So I don't think there's anything.
You got to sell in the news last week a story about a woman who was going to be stoned for cheating on her husband.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And that's the stuff that you forget about when you see some of these other things, Richie. Okay. So now there's an idea that has come up from some mind literally in the gutter. A fee to use the bathroom on an airplane.
I love this story.
Oh, yeah. Ryanair was doing that for a while. They tried to charge you a euro to go to the bathroom.
A euro?
A euro, because it's a European airline, so it was 1 euro to go to the bathroom if you wanted
to. Can I tell you why this is so terrible? And I told this to the boys earlier on, Dougie. Who likes to go to those airplane bathrooms? They stink. They're horrible. And you know when you press that stupid button to flush the toilet,
it goes whoosh.
You're afraid you're going to get sucked down. Like, who goes in there for fun?
Well, they make you go there for fun. You got to go there. As it would seem to me, there's got to be something illegal about making somebody pay unless you want them to pee on the floor. Well, if they don't have any money, what are you going
to
do?
It's about to become illegal because Congress is taking up a bill that would roll this, their ability to charge you for the bathroom into the passenger rights bill.
Okay.
But so they're going to charge you for doing something else, like taking your pocketbook on board.
Mm-hmm. Not only would this bill prohibit airlines from adding bathroom fees to the charges for other things. I expect the guy at Spirit, because he's nothing but a thug, an airline that has no reason for being. You know, you pay a dollar to walk through the door to get on the plane. It's ludicrous.
Oh, did you want to take your wallet, sir? Oh, okay.
But the fact that they would have the gall shows you what really goes on. Their advertising is a waste of their time and money because nobody believes a damn thing that they say about fares, about comfort. Why does American Airlines spend so much money advertising their new planes? There are about 3 seats in each plane that are actually that comfortable. The rest of them are all jogged so that you have 31 inches of room between you and the person in front of you, which if you're over 5'10" is nowhere near enough room. And the seats are breaking all the time on these planes because people are pushing against them because they don't have enough room.
I mean, from a health perspective, though, okay, so we talk about the lack of space. But really, if you can't go to the bathroom without paying, I mean, there has to be something illegal. I was thinking about my trip to Prague. You can't tell me I have to pay to go to the bathroom on a 12-hour flight. Please.
Yeah.
Come on.
It's never going to happen, so we're wasting breath.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we don't want to do any of that. My heavens, who wants to waste breath?
It's fun to jab at the airlines. Don't get me wrong. But
Well, the other thing is that I was just reading the new rules American Airlines put into place for their premium passenger requirements and what you have to pay and how you fiddle around. It's just all a game. It's a shell game. And yeah, they're in business to make money. They are, absolutely. But the way, if you understand, and I was a fan when Reagan deregulated most everything, I thought that was cool because there was too much regulation. So now it may have gone in some industries too far the other way. I don't know what you do to bring it back again.
Consumer regulates it, we are right now.
But, Richie, under the circumstances, the government has been so corrupted by the money that comes from the people who want to have it their way, whether you're looking at the airline or you're now, again, looking at this Dow-DuPont merger, there is nothing about this. Nothing. Not one thing that's going to be good for anybody except the stockholders of this merger, these two companies. There isn't anything that will come out of this.
You know,
The fact that I'm looking at the details here, because as you know, I'm a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, so I have access to a lot of sort of behind the scenes things as to how this will affect you if you're a locavore, interested in good local food, food choices, et cetera, et cetera. This Dow DuPont merger is so bad, and I'm underscoring so bad, and what I want is to turn this into a good thing for you. I want you to feel like you have the opportunity to do something, even though maybe you won't. The federal government showing its willingness to approve this acquisition tells you really where it is. These two companies have so greased the skids with their campaign contributions. Look at the people who are on the committees in the House and in the Senate who will oversee the discussion of this merger and then find out how much money Dow and DuPont have given to them for their reelection campaign, and you will see exactly why this is going to go through. There will be 5 major players remaining in the marketplace that will control all agricultural seeds, all agricultural output for the most part. This is the highest cost that any farmer, when Monsanto merged with Syngenta a few years ago, farmers have very few alternatives for purchasing what they want. If they're like me and they don't want to buy these seeds, or people who don't want to buy these foods, you're having a harder and harder time. It's being shoved down your throat, and you don't really have any say in what the outcome is here. And I hope that people understand that you are being given fewer and fewer choices. This is an abomination, Dow and DuPont getting together. Then I'm going to break it down into three companies. One of them is agricultural. Let's see, the other two, I've forgotten what the other two are. I know, because
what
I'm
happened to the antitrust laws where
they're
companies
gone.
Couldn't get too big?
It's all
what
corrupted.
What happened to those?
Yeah, that's what they were put into place for, to keep this sort of thing going. And the reason I bring it up is because we're talking about the airlines. Look at this merger between American and U.S. Air. Horrible. Delta and Northwest, awful. The passenger, look at the prices you're paying for tickets today versus last year at the same time. So it's sort of the same thing on every level. We're being co-opted. But I think you need to know about the Dow DuPont thing and what it'll do to the choice that you have for food. Directly relates to the quality of the food and how much you'll be able to get and where it'll come from. It is a game changer. Every single major farmers organization has come out against this. Every single one of them. All right? It's a food for thought, but something that I hope you will be thinking about. Speaking of things that are important, this program has been on the cutting edge, I'm proud to say, of the discussion of what happens to your brain during various circumstances. We're going to go the next step with a doctor who has been perfecting some of the research into brain injuries next year on Good Day.
The holidays are an enjoyable time of year, but amid all the hustle and bustle, it's important to remember there are various safety precautions you should take while little ones are running around your home. One room in your home that can easily be forgotten is the laundry room. All household products such as dishwasher soaps, deodorants, and laundry packets must be kept out of reach of children. A recent study by the American Cleaning Institute found that 61% of parents are storing laundry packets in sight or in reach of children. If ingested or exposed to the eyes, these products can be harmful. The American Cleaning Institute is reminding parents and caregivers to keep little ones out of harm's way by storing liquid laundry packets up high, out of reach and sight, and in their original container. And remember to keep the package tightly sealed before, during, and after use. To learn more, visit keypledge.com and take the pledge for a safe laundry room and routine. You'll be automatically entered into a sweepstakes to win a laundry room makeover.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
America's founders knew that the people's right to keep and bear arms was the ultimate guarantee of freedom. Yet in recent years, our own government has chipped away at that most basic protection, banning all sorts of firearms and ammunition in the unending effort to save us from ourselves. It is ironic that a government which continually tries to restrict its own citizens' right to self-defense sells more than $66 billion worth of weapons to countries around the world, including some of our most dangerous enemies. A look through the lens of liberty would make it clear that the founders had it right. The defense of freedom requires free Americans who can defend themselves.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
This report is brought to you by St. Jude and Kmart. This holiday season, you can support St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and its fight against childhood cancer and other life-threatening diseases while you shop. In collaboration with St. Jude, Kmart has introduced the Giving Hat. The fashionable knit hat was designed to heighten awareness and raise funds to support the life-saving mission of St. Jude. Kmart will donate $1 from the sale of each exclusive hat to St. Jude now through December 31st. Jamie Stein, Vice President, Public Relations and Member Communications of Kmart.
Our partnership with St. Jude is incredibly important to Kmart. Since 2006, Kmart customers, Shop Your Way members, and associates have embodied the holiday spirit with their generous support of St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, making Kmart the hospital's number one supporter and raising more than $76.7 million. The Giving Hat is another way we can let the families of St. Jude know we support them this holiday season.
For more information, visit Kmart.com
facebook.com/St. Jude and join the conversation with hashtag The Giving Hat.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
All right, now 46 past the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Dr. Greg Hipskind is with Seriscan, the company in Denver that has pioneered with an interesting, very compelling software program that analyzes your brain and the brains of people who have been involved in accidents, been in the service and have brain default, football players. I was fortunate enough to go through the Seriscan program a couple of years ago to have my brain evaluated. And now there's so much more talk about brain injuries. Matter of fact, Dr. Hipskind recently appeared in a new documentary, Acronym, The Cross-Generational Battle with PTSD. And then there's the other film with Will Smith that's coming out. And is that not until after Christmas, Kenny, or is it before Christmas?
I think it's Christmas Day.
Is it Christmas Day?
It is. Yeah. It's Christmas
okay.
Day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of attention because the NFL didn't want that movie to be produced. And the story around that fellow that did the work. So, Dr. Hipskind, welcome back again. What's this movie Acronym about?
Well, thank you for having me on your show. The acronym, the documentary, is that what you're referring to?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, now, that's just telling the story of the real disease process that brain injuries represent for many veterans and athletes and just private citizens injured in falls or car accidents, what's going on in their brains and how their personalities and their whole lives change afterwards. And it gets written off as just a psychiatric problem or an adjustment problem, when in fact what we're learning from the science now is that there are real basic disease processes going on in the brain that are being increasingly addressed with the proper treatments.
So are you suggesting that the service, the government, the VA, is beginning to treat these things properly? We hear lots of conversation about the VA, especially not dealing with these PTSD. As a matter of fact, trying to avoid or cancel out claims for this. So is there a change in the wind here?
Well, I think there are small baby steps being taken. I think there's a begrudging awareness that this has to be dealt with. I would like to see as many of us in the field a more aggressive approach, because the basic science facts are there. These blast injuries and these traumatic brain injuries from war theaters are definitely shown to involve physical changes in the brains of these individuals, which result in a disturbed behavior. The disturbed behavior then gets them kicked out of the military, and then their lifeline for benefits is cut, and they become sort of cast aside individuals. And it's really a shame, because that whole process is part of the disease of what they have, and they're just being thrown out and not cared for, and it's really a shame. It's a real...
If I hear what you're saying correctly, there are people in the service who are in charge are trying to find reasons to get these people out because they know it'll cost money to take care of them. They're trying to have them dishonorably discharged for things that they might need consideration for. Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly what I'm saying. And these behavior changes in an otherwise upstanding young individual who volunteers to defend his country, then suffers for his country, then gets just cast aside. It's shameful. And the way we treated the veterans that allow us to sleep safely at night.
Yeah, all of those of you who, when you see a veteran walking in a mall or walking down the street or in some place and you greet them with thank you for your service, how about you really do something that means something and find out in no uncertain terms how this problem can be reversed? Because that really means, that action would mean something. Saying thank you for your service doesn't mean anything. What means something is that we really do thank the people who give us their lives in many cases. Because once you get this, your life is over for the most part.
their life is over. They're kind of almost a walking dead, if you will.
Yeah.
And you cannot thank them enough. But getting on to the point you just mentioned about the disease they have, one of the promising things is that the latest research is showing us, giving us more information about exactly what is going on in those brain cells. And there are some new novel treatments that are actually addressing that with some success.
And I can find out about that at the SaraScan website. Thank you, Dr. Greg Hipskin, here on Good Day.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
I have my own technology, so I got my voice works technologically.
The mouthophone.
Boom, 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 boom. It's the Doug X program with Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler. It is also time now for technology in the news. Tech Talk time. So we don't have Stevan today. He really did a lot of damage to his back. He's in tough shape.
Poor guy.
So hold a good thought for him.
There must be an app for that, though, right?
Kim, yes, right. Kim is busy. I don't know. Everybody's busy. So here we are. They're all doing the Christmas shopping online.
Yeah.
That's what's going on.
So we like have me and do it while we're doing the show.
Yes. I have plenty of that to do. Today's technology talk in a moment here on Good Day.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn. Games and family go hand in hand, so why not create a game that's all about your family?
Think of it as your own family's Trivial Pursuit, and it doesn't have to cost a thing. You can simply use sheets of paper with questions written on them and a blank sheet of paper for scoring.
Create a list of questions about your close family. It will be a walk down memory lane.
You may extend it to the larger family. That's a great way to help your kids learn more about your whole family.
Make the questions both interesting and fun.
Obviously, you want to avoid embarrassing family members so that it remains a fun endeavor and doesn't turn into the family feud.
That's a trick away for your game to not be a big success. Find big success at biggsuccess.com.
The Movie Man 6 Second DVD Review starts now.
These fun, zany
hyperactive henchmen far from despicable. For kids, they're one in a minion. The Mink!
Second reviews are brought to you by the flat-out funniest comedy of the holiday season. Tina Fey and Amy Poehler are sisters in theaters December 18th.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Hall of Famer became the first receiver to win Super Bowl MVP honors. In Super Bowl X, his acrobatic catches and 161 receiving yards helped lead the Steelers to victory.
Now he fires for the ball. And Lynn Swann going for it. Swann opens it.
So, where is Lynn Swann now? Lynn spent 30 years wearing the yellow blazers of ABC Sports. He serves on the boards of Heinz and the Hershey Resorts and is part owner of the Arena League's Pittsburgh Power. Lynn's a past chairman of the President's Council on Physical Fitness, and in 2006, he threw his hat in the political ring.
You want change, I'm your guy. I want to be governor of Pennsylvania.
Not enough votes to get elected, but more than enough to make it into Canton. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
The Movie Man. 6-second DVD review starts now.
He's fun, zany, hyperactive henchmen are far from despicable. For kids, they're one in a minion. The Mink!
6-second reviews are brought to you by the flat-out funniest comedy of the holiday season. Tina Fey and Amy Poehler are sisters in theaters December 18th.
The Doug Steffen Good Day way to ferret our way through the parental problems people have at this time of year. What do I get my children? The thing that I find interesting, as your children get older, parents are continuing the, let's say you buy your child something when he or she is 12, and they get sell a smartphone or some device, and then a couple of years later they're on the family plan, right? Everybody, mm-hmm. How long were you on your father's family plan, the company plan? Maybe you still are.
I'm still on the company plan. But to be fair, I've also worked for the company for a long time.
Yeah. Well, my children obviously have done work for me on the air, off the air for years, but now they're on their own. It was quite a long time ago that I had my children off of the of my cellular bill. But I just wonder, I'm asking this question because I think at this time of year, when so many people are adding so many things to their service, have you thought about what it is that perhaps might be a responsible way of handling these phones or these devices that you get? Because it's so easy for you to just leave things the way they are, and the children grow up and they still are on your plan. I would think that by the time they get to be of age, they ought to start paying for their own, and especially the overages. How often do you see that? Right?
With all the text messages, the data.
1 year after graduation, have them paying their bill. Just take them off of yours and have them get their own.
I think it's healthy during high school. I mean, look, I had a car payment during high school. I think having a cell phone payment is pretty reasonable if you're over 15 or 16 years old.
If your child has a job, they ought to be paying for whatever it costs them to live, whether it's the home, whether it's the car, whether it's these kind of devices. With the explosion of these new digital technologies everywhere, parents, when you examine it, are paying monthly charges for everything. Cell phone bills, wireless internet access, gaming accounts, iTunes, music store purchases. Come on.
You know what we're acknowledging?
What are we acknowledging?
That all kids have cell phones, Dougie.
I know. Well, I don't. That's not. I'm trying to remember.
I didn't get one until I drove a car.
Yeah.
They
weren't around when my kids were kids.
Pretty much for me, too, yeah.
Right. Anyway, I think this is a responsible thing to sort of remind you of as you go into the season, because you're going to buy a lot of these things. Just add it to my account for now, and it stays there forever. Not a good idea. Teach your children responsibility. Have them pay their bills. 59 after. This is a good day.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.